We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, delightful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African, Telsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 44 and Villavisión de Villamayor. And our newest edition, also in Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Villa Vista. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. And our newest additions, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable Viami. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. And Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracuay, Channel 30. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Suk Batur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alka, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiao Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. and in Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, newborns express themselves in the intonation of their native language. In environment news, Indian roads are being resurfaced in an eco-friendly style. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 17th, is Bhutan National Day, celebrating the crowning in 1907 of Sir Gongsa Yugyen Wangchuk, the first king of Bhutan. His Majesty reigned until 1926. Situated in southern Asia on the eastern side of the Himalayas, Bhutan has one of the most diverse climates for any area its size in the world. The country's different elevations contain a great variety of plant life, including tropical, temperate, and alpine forms. A highly respected Tibetan Buddhist Lama, His Eminence Dongsa Jamyong Kenchi Rinpoche of Bhutan, is an acclaimed filmmaker of the award-winning movies The Cup and Travelers and Magicians. May the spiritual people of Bhutan have a splendid National Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Samoa. On September 29th, a massive magnitude 8.0 tremor struck underwater in the South Pacific Island region of Samoa, Tonga, and American Samoa. A wall of water then swept ashore that cost nearly 200 lives, as people had only moments to flee the sudden waves.
There's nothing left here at all. It's completely flattened.
Conveying her heavy heart and tears, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $30,000 to assist the most afflicted. This amount could acquire $247,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on the region's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of approximately $3,000, our association's Australian relief team quickly went to the severely affected Upolu Island of Samoa. Following their initial delivery of assistance to some of the remote regions, they decided to participate in White Sunday, an annual Samoan holiday celebrated especially for children. The team put together 600 comfort gift packs that included a beautiful bowl with flour, a cup, small toy, a large cereal pack, biscuits, juice, lollipops, chips, peanuts, SOS flyers, coloring books, crayons, and white shirts for the children to wear on White Sunday.
The local merchants and disaster management office staff were very generous in volunteering to work together in assembling and delivering these packs. Our association members offered them some of Master's animal books and Loving Heart diaries as a token of appreciation for their assistance.
The ministers of environment and health then offered to assist the relief team in delivering some special comfort packs to homes where displaced children were staying, as well as an orphanage, much to the joy of the children. At the orphanage, the DMO staff asked our association members to stand behind the children for photos. When they did, the kids began to spontaneously sing as an expression of their love and appreciation. The relief team was touched by these spiritual and loving island people who showed such courage and faith in God.
We send our appreciation to Samoa's Disaster Management Office, the Ministers for the Environment and Health, and local merchants for your caring aid. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt benevolence extended to the Samoan people, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May the storm-afflicted quickly resume their fulfilling daily lives and be protected by God's grace as humanity strives for kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Families flee erupting Philippine volcano. On Tuesday, December 15th, Philippine soldiers and police began the evacuation of some 50,000 residents within a 6 to 8 kilometer radius of the Mayon volcano. As the nation's most active, the volcano has been spewing lava ash up to 500 meters high, with volcanologists forecasting a major eruption in the next few days.
People living in towns near the base of the volcano have been advised to cover their noses and mouths with masks to prevent the inhalation of ash. Local government officials have set up relief centers for evacuees with a month's worth of food supplies, and humanitarian organizations have announced plans to send food, water, and medicines. We thank all Philippine government and humanitarian personnel for your work to protect the vulnerable communities. Our prayers for their protection and that such potential devastation subside with our gentler regard for all life.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Return of train service between Belgrade and Sarajevo. Sunday, December 13th marked the first time in 18 years that a train departed the Belgrade, Serbia station for its 8-hour journey to the Bosnian capital. Known originally as the Olympic Express, this train was once packed with skiers, business people, and youth during the 1984 Winter Olympics in Sarajevo. Passengers and train personnel hailed the resumed service, which for many symbolizes reconciliation between neighbors. We join in heartfelt congratulations and well wishes for the revival of this rail service. May peace prevail as the Belgrade-Sarajevo train line continues to unite your two great cities and nations.
Olaxis are Vietnamese contributions commemorated in France. In a ceremony on Thursday, December 10th, the Honorable Mayor Hervé Chiavetti of Arles, France, awarded medals to 10 Olaxis residents. These honorees stood as representatives of the 1,500 people who originally arrived in Camargue, France in the mid-19th century, where they worked and had worked to revive the region's rice crops as well as salt production. The mayor also recognized the hardships overcome by the people of Olac, or Vietnam, in leaving their homeland to work and live in France. The city of Arles plans to dedicate an avenue or square in tribute to the skillful and resilient Olaxis community members. Our accolades, Olaxis farmers, for this distinguished recognition as we join in admiration for your fellow country persons' contributions to the greater society. May the industrious, giving Olaxis people ever flourish in France and throughout the world.
Public smoking ban correlates with less heart attacks. A new study released Monday shows that an indoor smoking ban, passed in 2006 in Starkville, Mississippi, USA, led to a 27% decrease in the number of heart attacks. This research reaffirms the findings of a larger study commissioned by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where smoking bans in public places were evaluated in 11 other international locations and substantiated that they did indeed lower rates of heart attacks and heart disease. Mississippi study leads, Dr. Robert McMillan and Dr. Robert Collins, are recommending a statewide public ban on smoking. We appreciate this new research, Dr. McMillan and Dr. Collins, that further confirms the health benefits of these smoke-free measures. Blessed be such efforts as yours in bringing further health and vitality to fellow citizens throughout your state and across the globe.
WHO calls for further protection against tobacco. saying that although some progress has been made, the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, stated recently that at least 5 million people die each year from tobacco-related disease, making this the biggest preventable cause of death. With 600,000 who perish from secondhand smoke as well, the WHO states that without intervention, the tobacco epidemic could cause annual deaths of 8 million by 2030. With 173 times as many dollars being collected in tobacco taxes annually than are spent on smoking cessation programs, the WHO is urging governments to implement the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which 170 nations have signed. World Health Organization, our thankfulness for your urgent call to save lives through comprehensive smoking bans. May we soon see nations joining in global initiatives to eliminate the deadly harms of tobacco for people everywhere.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Sailors saved from international waters near Lebanon. Six of 12 total Ukrainian crew members of the Togolese-flagged Sala II were rescued when the vessel sank late Friday, December 11. Israel helicopters first airlifted one sailor and then, together with United Nations personnel, began a rescue mission and saved five more, with six crew members still missing. The rescued sailors were transported to a hospital in Israel's northern port city of Haifa. Our gratefulness, Israeli and United Nations personnel, for your timely rescue of brethren at sea. We pray for the missing sailors' safe return and that the rescued may soon recover in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
The human face and human power in climate change. Marking the final high-level phase of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, United Nations and partner organization representatives observed Humanitarian Day at the summit locale in Copenhagen, Denmark, raising awareness of the human implications of climate change. Supreme Master Television's correspondent in Copenhagen shares details.
Nature does not negotiate. These were the words shared by United Nations Secretary General Ban to signal the firm decision that must be made now to stop worsening climate catastrophes. The human-caused decline of nature was well illustrated by UN Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400, and whereas 5 years ago half of those disasters were related to climate, now three-quarters of those disasters are related to climate. Climate change is not some abstract future threat. Climate change is now. Climate change is affecting people now.
Like many others who traveled to Copenhagen to lend their own individual energy, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association continued spreading information about the power of each person to reverse global warming through a switch to the plant-based diet. The wet solution was also discussed by the European Parliament just before the climate summit and specifically advocated by eminent leaders such as United Nations Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change Chairman Dr. Rajendra Pachauri.
Then I think we have to use every means to mitigate the emissions of greenhouse gases, and I'd submit to you once again that cutting down on meat consumption would be an extremely effective way of doing so.
This week, the association hosted a sumptuous organic vegan banquet at the Hilton Hotel in Copenhagen, inviting 150 conference delegates and organizations to participate in a greater understanding of the dietary solution to climate change. The response was enthusiastic.
I'd like to congratulate your organization for all the tremendous work you all are doing for creating awareness on the importance of eating a vegetarian diet.
We would like to try your vegan food, and in fact it's been talked a lot by our colleagues. And also I'd like to greet your Supreme Master and thank her for all of this.
This is a Supreme Master Television reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Our gratefulness to all the dedicated conference participants, leaders and co-citizens alike in Copenhagen. We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her steady support of the crucial vegan change and pray that the more than 130 heads of state and government will accept this win-win deal so needed by our planet to survive.
In an October 2009 video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed world leaders, calling for their actions in accordance with the law of harmony with nature, including our animal co-inhabitants.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the powerful people in the world, in our society, the law only punished someone who has done something wrong to the society. The animals have never done us any wrong. If we want to receive the mercy of heaven for our life here on earth, we must first be merciful in granting the same dignity and freedom of life to the animals. Only then can we have a return of the environmental balance that I know you also seek to protect. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg, and we can go green later when we already save the planet. Save our planet. Please. I wish you the best.
Save Our Planet. Ecuador offers an innovative plan for preserving the rainforest, with the country leaving an estimated 1 billion barrels of oil in the ground and instead selling certificates for the unreleased carbon, with proceeds going toward continued conservation and other eco projects.
Save Our Planet. Formosa or Taiwan donates $50,000 to BirdLife International, based in the United Kingdom, to aid their avian life protection and conservation efforts.
Save Our Planet. To better protect the threatened populations of Asian elephants, Indo-Chinese tigers, and other rare animals, the governments of China and Laos are cooperating to build a cross-border natural preserve connecting their countries.
Save Our Planet. Lebanon's Environment Minister, Mohamed Rahal, announces the government's first-ever financial allocations for addressing climate change, with plans to fund sustainable energy and other mitigating measures.
It's Aunt Tilo the Antelope with my daughter Leah Lou.
Hi friends, Mom and I are both following a plant-based diet. We're here with the tip of the day.
Please keep those extra ceramic tiles, vases, plates, or bowls. They can be recycled.
Sometimes art organizations or elementary schools in your area may need them for some cool projects.
Also, local nonprofit builders like Habitat for Humanity may be able to use ceramic tiles that are still in good condition.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being Veg Going Green and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United Kingdom, our association members from the United Kingdom launched the Loving Hut Express. Now Loving Hut, the fastest growing vegan restaurant chain in the world, inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate vision, can go on the road. The colorful food trailer made its debut at Fairfield Hall's Conference Center, where the first ever Croydon Eco Veggie Fair in England was being held.
I've just tasted these dumplings and they're really yummy. It's just what you're looking for. And usually when you look to find some kind of fast food, it's got meat in it. And this is vegan and it's fantastic.
I've just bought a vegan burger. It's essential that more and more people do go vegetarian or vegan indeed, so that consciousness does shift on the planet and we do actually reverse climate change. Try these burgers out. I'm going to try it now. It looks great. Mmm. Fantastic. Love it.
The event also included more vegetarian food, juice bars, cooking classes, environmental movie screenings, and information on earth-friendly living. Our association members offered SOS flyers and complimentary vegan fare. Loving Hut Express plans to travel to various venues and provide vegan lunches to businesses in the Gatwick Airport Industrial Area of West Sussex, United Kingdom. The best of wishes and heaven's abundant blessings to Loving Hut Express, UK, and other thriving vegan establishments worldwide. Bravo Croydon Eco Veggie Fair for promoting the planet-saving lifestyle. May we all soon be vegan and enjoy heavenly earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
In science news, newborns show signs of expressing themselves in their own language. A team of international researchers led by Professor Dr. Kathleen Wermke of the University Hospital of Würzburg in Germany studied the cries of 60 babies who were 3 to 5 days old. Newborns with French-speaking mothers vocalized in a rising tone similar to French language. Babies who had German-speaking mothers had a descending melody, as in the German language. Their report was published in the scientific journal Current Biology. Our thankfulness, Professor Dr. Kathleen Wermke and colleagues, for your fascinating observations. May all infants be nourished with tender, loving care and a long, living and vibrant planet. Coming up, Indian roads are getting an eco-friendly refurbishment. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More rejuvenating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lucky news for a wish-fulfilling world. In environment news, Indian roads are resurfaced with recycled material. India's Public Works Department will use plastic waste to refinish 242 kilometers of road in South Delhi, India. This will ensure roads are more durable than regular pavement. In addition, it is a productive utilization of plastic waste in the city. The paving of the roads comes ahead of the 2010 Commonwealth Games to be held in Delhi. Kudos, India's Public Works Department, for your eco-friendly road improvements. We wish all residents and visitors smooth traveling and best wishes for the upcoming Commonwealth Games.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Indonesian and titled Simple Solution.
Sang guru bertanya pada kelas, bagaimana caranya agar susu tidak berubah jadi kecut? Joyo menjawab, tetap simpan dalam sapi.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, I would love the opportunity to be working more closely with the Supreme Master Television team within the next 2 to 3 years. I feel this is my destiny for the next chapter of my life. I am grateful for your consideration. Living in harmony with all life, Ken from Illinois, USA.
Hi Ken, great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has personally replied to you.
Harmonious Ken, our staff at Supreme Master Television will contact you for your kind offer. Thank you for writing and we look forward to welcoming you when you're ready. Have blessed rewards. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Denmark donates $60,000 to the UN World Food Programme to assist in feeding over 85,000 Bhutanese refugees living for the past 18 years in eastern Nepal.
Acclaimed vegan chef Mark Anthony tours Arizona, USA, demonstrating the health benefits of plant-based cooking and its ability to eliminate such harmful elements as cholesterol found in animal foods.
Former national chairman of the Zimbabwe African National Union, Patriotic Front Party, John Nkomo, is inaugurated as the country's second vice president and pledges to work for the betterment of the country.
An unnamed Good Samaritan waded into the icy waters of a pond in Idaho, USA, to rescue two yellow Labradors, who were then treated by the Idaho Humane Society and reunited with their human caregivers.
During a meeting between Chinese President Hu Jintao and Kazakhstani President Nursultan Nazarbayev, the two leaders agreed on a plan to strengthen cooperative relations in several areas between the two countries.
U.S. scientists unveil a technology whereby brainwaves can be translated into speech, a development they say could assist paralysis victims in being able to communicate.
Around 1,000 people join Russia's chief rabbi Burl Lazar and Moscow mayor Yuri Lushkov to light an 8-candle menorah in celebration of Hanukkah.
Researchers in the U.S. find that breast cancer prevention may be aided by compounds in turmeric and black pepper, which are observed to halt the growth of tumor-promoting cells without adversely affecting surrounding cells.
Hungarian troops have nearly completed a year-long project of digging wells, installing infrastructure, and building a reservoir in Pulikomri, Afghanistan, which will provide clean drinking water for at least 2,000 people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.